I need you to read that nice and loud for me.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, men have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used it to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods pass from earth to their homes in the sky. Other men have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflections of the sun's rays by the rain. Since the physicists have found that it is not a reflection, but a refraction by the raindrops which caused the rainbow. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the water drops, and the width of the colored band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actually primary color observed is said to be the one effect of superpositioning of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green lights were mixed from yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow with little or no green or blue. Karma gets a cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer to her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unnecessary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off her with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. The Virginia Theater. It is usually rather easy to reach the Virginia Theater. Board car number 56, somewhere along Churchill Street and a ride to the highway. Transfer there to the Mississippi bus. When you arrive at Judge Avenue, begin walking toward the business zone. You pass a gift shop displaying the children's playthings and then that often look so clever you wish yourself young again. Such things as books and toys, and behind the counter, a playroom with an elegant rug and smooth, shiny mirrors. Beyond this shop are the National Bank and the Globe Garage. Turn south at the next corner. The theater is on your left.
So, what did you do today?
Well, I had to go shopping. So, I took my list and my coupons. Of course, I always have to have my coupons. And I went to the store with little Johnny. And we walked around, and I got almost everything on the list. But I think one thing that was on the list, I had to get at another store. It should have been written on the bottom of the paper, but it's okay. Because I realized that I can't get them at Wallbounds. And when we were in Wallbounds, they had these check-out-yourself things that aren't there anymore.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean they're not there anymore?
They're not there anymore. They took them away, and I don't know what they're putting in place. And me and John were standing...
You mean the entire half of the supermarket is missing?
All of the self-checkouts are gone. So me and John were looking and watching the lady drill in the nails and watching the men scrape up the floor and trying to figure out what this big belt type of square thing was, unless it wasn't going to stay in that one spot that it was. So then we realized, though, that we had to get online quickly because there wasn't any self-checkouts, and their lines were really long because there weren't enough cashiers, if you ask me. And there were like three 15 and under pieces, you know, express lanes, and only four cashiers. So we all had to stand online there. And there I saw Lucia's mom, which I was very surprised to see. And she was shopping for dinner, and she was telling me about some recipe called pickled pork chops. You buy pickled peppers. Seriously, pickled peppers in a jar, and you fry them up with your pork chops. She says it's an Italian dish. I guess that's why I never heard of it, because I'm not Italian. And then, what did we do then? Then we came home, and I tried to feed John, but he didn't want to eat. I don't know what was wrong with him today. He just didn't want to eat. But the cat did, so I fed the cat. Well, first I fed the cat, and then she wanted to eat. And then I put John to nap, which didn't take long. And I sat on the couch and relaxed for a little while. Then it was time to go get Maureen from the bus stop, so I had to go get Maureen. So then when I got back from getting Maureen, I woke up John, because the mother was supposed to be here within a half hour from then. But she wasn't. But then at 3:30, Julia came. So Julia came over, and she was sitting with John and Maureen, and Maureen was acting silly because she really doesn't remember Julia, plus there's 4 years difference between the two of them. So then John's mom and Maureen's mom came and picked them up, and it was me and Julia, and we did Julia's homework.
What was Julia's homework?
She had a math problem, and the math problem was, what numbers equal 10? And she had to write down the different ways. 8 and 2 equals 10. She had this little, like, sheet. And then she was explaining to me this thing called a number rainbow. Which I could not remember you using in school. But what it was the number 0 on, and I'm not going to be able to explain this on this thing, but 0 on one end, 0 on one end, and 10 on the other. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then it was 0 and arched the rainbow to the 10. Then the 1 arched the rainbow to the 9. Then the 2 arched the rainbow to the 8. And all these things equal 10. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So we did them. And then she had a reading assignment. And the reading assignment was...
Now, I'm sorry, I gotta interrupt. Talk to me. Don't talk to the recording.
I'm not. I'm talking to you. Well, I'm just trying to remember these things. And the reading assignment was a story about Bill and Debbie. And Bill liked to sit on a bench in the park and read books. And Debbie liked to run around and scream and play games and all this sort of stuff. So one of the questions was, are you more like Debbie or are you more like Bill? So we went through the things that Bill liked to do because Julia said she liked to read, but she also liked to run around. So it turned out that she liked more things that Debbie did than Bill. So I said, well, then I guess you're more like Bill. I mean, more like Debbie. She didn't like screaming, but she liked to run around and play with her friends and stuff like that.
That seems like a silly assignment.
Well,
a normal child should be in between. Should have things in common, just like that.
Well, she did, but how could she pick between
the
two?
That's what I'm saying. Why did you?
So that's the only thing I thought of, was just finding out which she had more in common with. And it turned out the things that Deb did. So then she had to draw a picture. It was one column that said Bill, and one column said Deb. And the question was, what do you think, what would be something else they would like to do? So.
Together?
It didn't say together. But, and there was a line in between their names. So what I told her was to make them go on a seesaw. So the line in the middle of the picture started the seesaw. And she put Deb and Bill on a seesaw. I thought that was pretty cool. She liked it, too. And what else did she have? Oh, then she had to have some word. Oh, what rhymes with desk? Second grade. A second grader's got to come up with a word that rhymes with desk.
What rhymes with desk?
Right. What rhymes with pencil?
Stencil.
Second grade word. I asked her if she knew what a stencil was.
She didn't?
No. So, I tried to describe it to her, what it would be like. Like I said, something like cookie cutters. You know, like you have this stencil. Okay. And then I tried to draw the cutouts for the letters that you would use as a stencil. But she didn't get that as being stencil. So then at 5 o'clock...
I can't think of any other one.
I know, desk, yeah, I know. Then by 5 o'clock, she was all dressed to go step dancing, and she had to leave. And that was my day.
I still want to know what rhymes with desk.
I don't know, we'll have to ask her mother. Yeah, I figured, okay, this will be simple. Then I got, the first word was desk, and that wasn't simple. But then there were, you know, band, I can't think of the other words, like first. There's, you know, some, there were simple ones that she could do. But she decided to wait till after, first step dancing, then soccer, and then she was going home to do her homework.
What time was she coming home?
She didn't know. But I said, well, you know, since you got both tonight, I figured it's better you do your homework here while you can. So she didn't. She had a bowl of cereal. She did her homework. And off she went.
What rhymes with desk?
Well, you know something? When you find out, you let me know.
I can't think of anything.
She was coming up with some weird words. Desk, you know, like things that looking at me like, is that a word? You know? Sorry, kid. No.
I don't think there are any words around with desk.
Me neither. And that is my story.
So.
How long does this have to be?
I want to get you speaking naturally, because the whole story you weren't speaking naturally. You were speaking in story mode.
That's how I tell a story.
No, you don't. We're not supposed to be telling a story. We're supposed to be having a conversation.
All right, Allison has her first chem test tomorrow. She was studying with a couple of her friends.
our friends who. No, you can't lean on your hand. I need your mouth to move.
It will move. I don't remember who they were. I don't know who they were.
What chem is she in? Organic?
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at my transcript today from UVM. It's really bad.
No, they were.
I didn't realize they were that bad. I was like, what? I got a C plus in that class?
And you were wondering why you had to come home. Yeah, that's why you had to come home.
I was like, oh man, this is embarrassing.
Yeah. Do you know if schools in other states are cheaper than schools in New York?
Well, it depends. Depends on the school, depends on the state, depends on what kind of school it is. The Clayton thing I was looking at, it seemed to be pretty cheap, even for an out-of-stater.
Well, I'm not going to be an out-of-stater, but you may have the board.
I'm just saying.
No, I was just trying to figure it out because of, financial situations. You know, because Daddy was saying, even though he won't have a job, you know, we'll still have college bills.
Right.
But I don't know. I went to a chiropractor, and she was telling me that one of her friends, their daughter was going to University of Texas in Austin, something like that.
Oh, the thing that happened today? There's a shooting there today.
Get the heck out of here!
You didn't know? No. That's a coincidence.
That is a coincidence.
Yeah, there was... Well, it wasn't really a shooting. I mean, it was, but nobody got hurt except the gunman.
Oh, that's a good thing. Was it actually at the university?
University of Texas, Austin.
Wow. I guess it'll be in the paper tomorrow.
Yeah, probably.
Well, what they did was they went and bought a piece of property for like $1,000.
And just put an address on it.
And got an address. So that, not this year, but the next 3 years, there'll be Texas address.
Even though there's no building there?
And I was saying how I thought it was, I remember UVM being, you had to live somewhere for 18 months before you could be a resident. Mm. You actually had to show bills for 18 months. But you couldn't live off campus for a year or something, right?
Right.
So by the time you could be out 18 months, you would have been out of school.
Right, which I think is probably the point.
Yeah, I know, but still, who today to say, you know. I mean, what if I moved there and you commuted? Right?
Yeah.
Would they say you were...
I don't know.
You know? You didn't board. But, anyway. So that's the story, Morning Glory. What's this? A camel? Mm-hmm. Okay. Go on Irish Day?
I don't know. When is that? This weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Something else going on this weekend? Oh, yeah. Dad, you still in there?
No. Oh. He snuck upstairs. And you didn't even hear him.
Oh, that's weird.
That would be a stress ball.
Strawberry Fields is at Oceanside High School this weekend. This Saturday.
Is it Saturday? I thought it was during the week. I thought it was like Thursday.
Saturday's the 2nd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
$25, and my apparently it's going to charity.
Yeah, so what does that mean? I have to take you there, drop you off, and come back?
Well, I thought Daddy would want to go now.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure he would rather do that than stay around here. Except for corned beef sandwich.
I'm having dip, right?
I'm having dip. This hurts.
I don't really squeeze it as much as I throw it onto my computer and break things. Alright.
Alright. So on that note, good night.
Good night.